내가 쿨 나이볼 쿨 뚜르네 노비체
Ponedeljkov krožnik kulturnih novic danes ne bo ravno obložen, zato kar začnimo. Pot vas lahko danes ponese do Maribora, kjer se bo s projektom Zdelo se kot boljši način v galeriji K18 ob 7. uri zvečer predstavila vizualna umetnica Elham Rahmati. Avtorica, ki prihaja iz Irana, trenutno študira vizualno kulturo in sodobno umetnost na Univerzi Alato na Finskem in se ukvarja predvsem s političnimi in socialnimi vprašanji Irana. Pri tem se osredotoča na vprašanje spolne identitete ter vloge umetniških in kulturnih praks v boji v konfliktnih situacijah. V Mariboru trenutno deluje kot rezidentka mednarodnega programa za umetniške rezidente Guest Room Maribor. Z nami je spregovorila o svojem projektu, za začetek nam je povedala o svoji izkušnji umetnice v Mariborski umetniški rezidenci.
I mean, I really liked Slovenia, I really liked Maribor. Didn't get to travel much, went only one day to Ljubljana, so I can't really say so much about the art scene in Ljubljana. In Maribor, I got to visit some galleries, some spaces, and there are, I mean, Pekarna, you have amazing spaces that in Iran or in Finland, like artists would kill for. They're really great spaces that have a lot of potential.
Projekt Zdelo se kot boljši način je avtorica osnovala na osebni zgodovini, vključno z usodo njenega strica, člana iranskih ljudskih borcev. Leta 1982 je bil aretiran, kasneje usmrčen in pokopan na zapuščenem pokopališču namenjenem iranskim političnim zapornikom. Na tem območju agenti nagrobnike še vedno uničujejo. Družine pokojnih nagrobnike na to zamenjajo, a samo vprašanje časa je, kdaj krog ponovi. Več o tem ozadju nam je povedala umetnica sama.
So this graveyard has a history of its own. And my problem with it was that before that, these gravestones were broken. And my family or other families that had someone buried there used to go and replace these gravestones. And these gravestones, they have their own histories. The history of what happened to these people, what happened in this section of this graveyard. And by replacing those gravestones, we were erasing the history. And no true resistance can form if we don't understand, if we tend to forget our history or like intentionally erase it and try to like replace it with new ones. What I'm suggesting here is that we should not leave it as it is. Because it's, of course, you know, it's painful to and like disrespectful to the departed if these objects is just they lie around like this in this graveyard. But to somehow repair this object that represents this conflict.
Umetnica tako vzame kontekst nagrobnikov kot vitalnih objektov, ki predstavljajo potencial nepremičenih, neživih predstavnikov upora. Tako skuša to neprestano transformacijo materialnih procesov redefinirati, prav v primeru nagrobnikov in njihovega umeščanja v prostor, ter jih s tem odmakniti od pasivnosti. Prav to pa omogoči prostoru, da začne delovati na drugačen način. Kako v tem kontekstu umetnica razume idejo upora, nam pove v naslednji izjavi.
What I believe when it comes to resistance is a more pragmatic, more less radical approach, which is this process of reform that we have already started, for example, in Iran in the 90s. And we have changed so many things. By looking back in history, looking at places that we went wrong, and first admitting where we went wrong and then try to propose new ideas or kind of thinking, but in a way to not succumb to radicalism, which to me is important because it ends up where we started from a revolution that kind of goes on and it gets claimed by people who had nothing to do with it or like not much to do with it. And so, yeah, basically it's about resistance as a process of reform. This is one story that I try to take. I really want to stress this, that the work is not about Iran in particular. It's about this idea of resistance, this like taking objects and kind of looking at them from different points of view and try to kind of employ them in our process of like struggle.
Znani so nominiranci za Rožančevo nagrado, ki jo bodo letos že 25-tič podelili najboljši knjigi esejev. Rožančevo nagrado podeljujejo vse od leta 1993. Letošnjo bero nominirancov sestavljajo Miha Blažič ali oziroma Antoko z delom Samoumevni spev, Miha Pintarič za Dvojni presledek, Renata Salecel s knjigo Tek na mestu in Marcel Štefančič Junior z delom Črna knjiga kapitalizma. Zmagovalec bo znan v sredo, do takrat pa se bodo v organizaciji Društva Marjana Rožanca, ki nagrado tudi podeljuje, odvila še novinarska konferenca in tradicionalni večer z nominiranci. Kulturne novice je pripravila Kaja.